All right, good morning, everyone. It's 8:33. We'll call this meeting to order. Do a roll call. Start with Trish.
Trish King, present.
David Jordan, present.
Kirby Matoxin, here.
Lisa Summers, present.
Dasa Hill, present.
Ernie Stevens, present.
Jenny Webster, present.
All right, thank you.
Lisa? Please just note that I need to be excused at 9 o'clock for a medical appointment.
Okay. Noted. Opening prayer. Any volunteers? Ernie? Good.
So say Yawon Kosu Gwandisu for all the blessings you've given us as our individuals or families in this community. I want to thank you for this day, another beautiful day, and just want to just acknowledge everybody and ask that you will help us with blessings to keep our minds open and strengthen heart, strengthen spirit, and strengthen mind, and ask that you watch over everyone in our community as they travel, going back and forth to work, wherever they might be. Just continue to watch over us and all the things that we do. And I want to ask that you give us strength as elected leaders of this nation to make sound decisions on behalf of all of our membership. And just give us strength and guidance as we go along and everything that we do. And just, again, thank you for everything that you've given us. And ask that you continue to watch over those who are in need, and bless them as much as you can, and help us help them in any way that we can. And again, don't go for everything that you have given us.
Next up is to adopt the agenda. Lisa,
Mr. Chairman. I do make a request that when the agenda is adopted, that we also delete number one. That item has already been completed, A1.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Lisa, second by Ernie. Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions. Motion carries. So we got General Tribal Council. We have the Yvonne Mativier petition on the agenda for the fiscal year 2019 wage increase. And as noted in the adoption of the agenda, A1 has already been accepted. So there's just two items left for the accept the legal analysis and to accept the financial analysis.
And the remainder?
And then that's the next item.
Sorry.
The legal analysis presented for this petition is in your email. I forwarded it this morning. It's about 10 pages long. Basically, there's nothing that's unconstitutional or in violation of the laws of the tribe to approve this particular petition. It should be noted that, like all other petitions, I have provided a proposed corrected motion if the petition is to be moved forward, and that is to coincide with our SOP on regards to tribal-wide wage adjustments and addressing the two-thirds vote in regards to the capped dealer wages. As long as we don't affect the individual wages and it's paid as a lump sum consistent with past practice, it's a majority vote. I have also attached to my legal opinion the 2016 or 2015 legal opinion regarding a wage petition. It's the most recent one that has occurred. It has additional analysis in there that I was unable to get to as a result of the time constraints. So I've attached that to the materials, as well as a copy of the standard operating procedure utilized by HRD regarding the application of across-the-board wage increases for information for the General Tribal Council.
Lisa.
Thank you for the work, Joanne. I had one clarifying question, and it's probably just because I was trying to get through it really quickly. On page 4 of the analysis, where you have the chart, I thought that was a really good visual of the difference between what increases have been provided and what the COLA would have been if there had been a COLA. But I wanted to ask the question on the two bottom lines of that chart. It has 2011 to 2018 increases are greater than COLA increases, and it has the 5 next to it, $267.80, and then the line underneath it. It's just a little tad confusing what years those apply to. So I don't know if those were meant to. Are you saying 2011 to 2018, all the increases were greater than a COLA would have been? But then you have 2011 to 2017 increases are less than COLA increases.
I struggled with that particular line because the second line represents 2011 to 2018 without the $3 in it. So it's really what that second line is. If you exclude the $3, this in FY 2018, we would be behind a cost of living by $800 a year. So there's a cost of living increase that has occurred for this fiscal year that's not accounted for in all of the prior actions. So it's difficult to figure out how to say that, and I understand what you're suggesting. That the best that I could do would be to revise that to say 2011 to 2018, excluding the $3.
I think that makes it more clear because you've already got it in there what it would be if it was included on the first part. Mm-hmm. And I think the second one then would be this is what it is to date, kind of. And to me, that would make it a little bit more clear that we could go back and reference.
Okay. I will make that amendment to make that clear.
Any other questions or comments on the legal analysis? David?
On the bottom, were your recommendation for the change of the motion?
Yes.
I see you have her motion on the bottom that she put in there. I don't know if you could just clarify yours above it and say this is a proposed language for the motion?
On the last page, page 10, in the conclusion,
yeah,
there's an indent. It says motion to approve a $3 wage increase to be applied in accordance with the salary wage adjustments, organizational wide work standards, and to dealers' capped wages as a lump sum payment. So that's the proposed motion.
Okay.
The motion from her petition reads the GTC directs the OPC to raise the hourly wage of all, and all means all, by $3 effective October 1, 2018.
And the way she has it written, it would actually show that it would have to be a two-thirds vote?
It potentially would be a two-thirds vote, and it's also unclear because as one of the issues involved in wage increases as presented in this petition and based on the language in the presentation is this is intended to address a lagging employee wage over time. So it's not called a cost of living increase, but essentially that's what it is. So as a COLA or addressing lagging wages, the concept doesn't apply to every single employee of this tribe. It cannot, because there are employees of this tribe who are not lagging wages. Student interns, emergency temporary, limited term employees, employees less than a year, they have no lagging wages to be addressed. Those are generally exempt from across-the-board wage increase because the tribe recognizes who and what is being impacted. So from that perspective, the motion, the proposed amended motion clarifies and includes every employee that would be affected by a lagging wage. And this 103 would then be applied to them.
Any other questions, comments? Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to accept the legal analysis.
Motion by Lisa, seconded by David. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. We'll move on to the financial analysis for the petition.
Larry, in your on page 3 of your memo, you had mentioned that this goes, the request is for it to be in effect October 1st, but we would not have an approved budget at that time. So that would be just called out of order because we don't have the approved budget then.
That's an assumed date given the start of the fiscal year.
Mm-hmm.
It would be incumbent upon the membership to in some way either clarify it or give another arbitrary date when the budget's passed. So it, for sake of the fiscal analysis, we use the October 1 for the full calendar budget year.
Mm-hmm.
Just for sake of the calculation. But to your point, might they implement it another date? That's their prerogative. We went on October the first, as that's a, in a sense, clean fiscal year for sake of the calculations. So it eliminates our assumption when they want it eliminated. It's really, I think, incumbent upon the petitioner to clarify that. And our, based on the language of prior action, it starts in the fiscal year. So that's what we went with.
Joanne?
So, which is one of the difficulties that the 120-day deadline places on us. Instead of having all of these opinions presented concurrently, instead of sequentially, you don't realize the benefit of the added information from those opinions. So the legislative analysis informs my opinion to a certain degree, as well as that from the administration. And my opinion informs the financial analysis opinion. So the petition says implemented October 1. My assumption in there was that because we didn't have a budget, it would be retroactive and it would be applied that way because that's generally how we've done that in the past. The financial analysis assumption of an October 1 deadline date or implementation date would have also referenced back to legal opinions and said, here's the basis of, or the assumption. The petition says October 1, it would be retroactive because we don't have a budget in place. So one of the difficulties in our 120-day analysis is that we don't have the opportunity to build on this information so the financial analysis can be as clear as possible so that my analysis can benefit from their analysis also. Because I defer a great deal to the financial department in presenting information, and they in the past have been able to rely on that deference in my legal opinions. We don't have any of that these days, and so your question can't be answered in the financial analysis, and they can't refer back to the legal analysis because they didn't have it at the time. Thank you.
So then my next question is, that might be a good way to explain to membership how that 120 days limits the information to us. And maybe at some point, having explained that the limits there, being able to bring forth a recommendation back to GTC for more days, but still reasonable. I think they're looking for something reasonable, but be able for us to be able to bring back something.
Lisa?
The other thing that I want to get clarification on from you, Larry, is the analysis is indicating on page 3, I believe, that actually it's page 4. It's right before the financial impact, number 5, Roman number. It says that this is, it's assuming that it's only the variance of 18 cents. So just because I didn't have a chance to calculate it out, the $1.4 million is just the 18 cents. It's not the entire $1.03.
That's correct.
Okay.
The 85 cents is already baked in to answer your question.
Yep. Okay.
Kirby?
I just wanted to respond to what Jenny was saying, how it would need to be reworded to General Tribal Council on the need to change that 120 days. But I'm sure they would want to make sure that we have a recommendation of a certain amount of days. So wouldn't we need that from the financial and legal analysis? What is realistic?
Trish?
But on page 3, continuing on page 4, I believe I understand what the intent is. It's to say 82 cents wage increase per year. Is that correct? For the next 3 years, fiscal years 19, 20, and 21?
We had the 85 cents, and then subsequent to that, the proposal that was crafted by Finance and HRD had 50 cents in the subsequent second year, and I believe it was 50 cents for the third year.
Okay, so the statement says the wage plan approved by the business committee addresses fiscal 19 to 21. The petitioner's wage increase only addresses fiscal year 19. With the assumption that no other wage petitions would be approved, the business committee approved wage plan contains an 82 cent higher increase over the next 3 years than the petitioner's. So the way I read it, I'm hearing it's 82 cents over the 3 years versus 85 cents, 50 cents, and 50 cents.
Correct, because we don't have an approved budget in practice for that second and third year, if that helps. We do have the 85 cents. That's baked in for the three-year longitudinal time frame.
Just for corrective purposes, it says 82 in the letter. Can we state that it identifies the 85 cents
this year
proposed 50 cents for 19 or 20 and 21? Is that, otherwise it seems like they're averaging out 85 cents over 3 years. Yes. Oh, I'm looking at the bottom of page 3 and top page 4. Okay, that just further confuses me. So that's what I'm saying is that three and page on pages 3 and 4 should support more so of what this plan is, or just as stated above, even if it's saying it like that.
I'm sorry, Trish. I don't understand. It's pretty clear to me that what this is saying is that we as a business committee in our three-year budget projections have included an 82-cent increase and then a 50-cent and a 50-cents. And to me, the sentence says that we're only approving FY19, so we're not counting FY20 and FY21 at this time. So therefore, the increase that we're addressing is the 82-cents.
In the way you just stated it doesn't identify that in this paragraph. It identifies the petitioner is only looking at fiscal year 19. It also identifies that the business committee has a three-year plan, And the way it reads that it's 82 cents average over those 3 years versus 85 cents year one, 50 cents year two, and 50 cents year three. That's the way I read it, and anybody else can read it differently. I'm just saying. So all I'm saying is that this statement can because it's a summary of the content, it can just state as referenced above. The three-year plan is as referenced above and not put in the plans.
But it is 82 cents higher over the next 3 years because we approved 50 cents and 50 cents. We approved $1.85 for 3 years. She's asking for $1.03. So our plan is 82 cents higher over a three-year period than hers. And that's what the sentence says.
Oh, I didn't read it that way. But now I see what you're saying. I read it as an individual statement, not as this is over the petitioner's. She's only looking at 19. We're
correct.
Looking at 3 years.
And that's what it says, yes.
Okay. I'm okay with it then. I just got confused because I thought it was individual years. And as an average, 82 cents on average over 3 years. I don't know how to explain that. So we're trying to say that our proposal is more than what the individual is asking for.
Yes.
She's only asking for 1 year.
Correct.
We're asking for 3 years.
Correct.
And on average, it's 82 cents more.
Not the average. Our plan just is 82 cents more over 3 years than hers.
Over 3 years. Okay. Because of the... Okay, got it.
Am I reflecting that correctly, Larry?
That's correct.
Okay. Mr. Chairman,
Lisa,
I'll make a motion to accept the financial analysis.
Second.
Motion by Lisa, seconded by David. Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. The remaining item on the agenda is to approve the remainder of the 2018 semi-annual GTC meeting materials.
Mr. Chairman,
so.
I'll make a motion to accept the business committee's recommendation that was provided by Chief Counsel for the FY 2019 wage increase.
Second.
So motion by Lisa, seconded by Jenny. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman,
Lisa,
I'll make a motion to approve the remainder of the packet with the exception of item 6C. Because not all the materials have been presented and are ready for inclusion in the packet. The value-based budgeting presentation. All we have is a resolution. Well, it's not that I don't want it on there, but we don't have anything for it, and it has to go to print today. Like, as soon as we're done here, it goes to print. We don't have an SOE. We don't have the proposal. We don't have the presentation. There's no backup for this item. So this was supposed to have the timeline, our triennial process overview, implementation proposal, proposed GTC resolution with adoption of value-based budget, system for Oneida, statement of effect, and presentation outline. The only thing that we have received so far is the resolution. And then I have separate questions about that, but, and that's on page 42 and 48 of the packet.
So are you saying just pull it out?
Yep. We have a lot of other special meetings coming up, and I think I'd give you guys more time to prepare if you need it. Unless we have handouts.
Did you make a motion then?
I did.
Yeah. Second.
Motion by Lisa, seconded by Jenny. Trish, discussion?
Brian, can you address some of those questions that are being raised in regards to the packet information? I'm sorry, I was out on vacation, so I didn't pay attention to the documents that were necessary for this.
Troy was on vacation. He was supposed to submit the presentation. I gave him the deadlines. I don't know why he didn't submit it. I just know he was on vacation. As far as the SOE, my understanding for Chief Counsel, when I asked for the resolution to be submitted, it did not need a SOE.
I don't know if it does or doesn't. That's an LRO usually question.
Right. So
that's not Chief Counsel's, usually doesn't decide that.
Well, that's what I'm saying is, yeah. I didn't go after SOE because that was my understanding. So an SOE was not planned to be part of the packet. That's what I'm saying. So the resolution, as far as, I don't know if Troy has the presentation ready. I didn't follow up with him. All I know is he was on vacation last week.
Yeah, there was, so for this item, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pieces that were requested for it. And like I said, we only have the one. So I think, like I said, just mentioned, we have like 3 or 4 more special BC or GTC meetings coming up. There's plenty of time for you to resubmit once it's all together.
Are those agendas already set or just the dates for the meetings?
I think just the dates.
Just the dates. We just approved the June packet so that you might not be able to do that one for the one that's coming up. But there's like two, and there's another one at the end of July. There's another one that just got approved for August. And then, of course, the regular budget meeting or the first budget meeting in September. That might even be the most appropriate place to put it. I don't know. But there's like 3 more meetings coming up where you can put all this information when it's ready.
Okay.
All right, so there's a motion on the table to approve the GTC meeting packet with the deletion of 6C. Is there any more discussion on the motion? If not, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. If there's no other questions, that concludes our agenda for today. It's 9 o'clock. A motion to adjourn would be in order.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by David, seconded by Brandon. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. Thank you, everyone.